Welcome into the Real Estate Investor Show, where we answer your most pressing questions about becoming a real estate investor. Our goal is to make you a better real estate investor, and we'll answer your personal finance as well as real estate questions on the show. So without further ado, let's dive into today's questions. And as always, you can leave us a voicemail and get your questions answered right here on the show. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you get your questions answered. Very simple to do. We'll also have a link in the description below. All right, without further ado, here is our first question today from Matt.
Hey, Clayton. My name's Matt. I'm looking to utilize my 401k to pay off some high-interest credit card debt. And right now we have the option of doing the loan out of it or just doing a withdrawal. Just looking for your advice on that because I kind of am leaning towards the withdrawal, but I'm worried about the tax penalties at the end of the year. We would qualify for the CARES, so we would minimize some of that penalty of taking it out early. But I'm worried about paying it back into a 401k that's volatile and underperforming.
Well, thank you, Matt. And I think you just answered your own question right there, which is, you know, wanting to put your money back into a volatile stock market, into a 401k. Now, once again, I'm not a lawyer. I am not a CPA. So seek your own advice on this. But in my humble opinion, if this were my 401k, I would absolutely be taking advantage of the CARES Act. If this were my 401k, I would be withdrawing it. For those of you that don't know, the CARES Act, which was passed in March because of the pandemic, allows you to withdraw instead of $50,000, which was the cap before, now allows you to withdraw up to $100,000 of your 401k claiming a hardship, and that hardship being COVID-19, which we're all going through. Now, also, you could always have taken a loan out of your 401k. That, again, was at $50,000 cap. Now that's extended as well to $100,000. So you have the choice of doing a loan or a withdrawal. Again, if this were my 401k, I would absolutely be taking that money out because I like to look at it as the bank of me, right? That money is sitting in a 401k plan that belongs to me. So it's my bank. Why would I want to be paying 18% credit card debt, Matt, right? Why would I want to be paying 18% credit card money to some bank when I've got this money sitting there that could pay off that high interest credit card immediately? So what you're doing is you have to think of the tax implications in terms of trading one type of investment vehicle or one type of interest for another type of interest. You know, if you're able now to spread out that penalty over many years, thanks to the CARES Act, well, is it worth more to you to do it that way than to pay 18 or 20% interest to a credit card company? A lot of times it just comes down to sheer numbers. You know, often it's just going to come down to the numbers. Become dispassionate when it comes to the numbers. The numbers don't lie. So if I have the opportunity to take money out of a 401k and invest in real estate, you know, take 40 of that as a down payment on a turnkey rental property, or take that money and pay off high interest debt that I'm carrying for no reason, or I've got student loan debt or whatever it is, that is your money sitting in a volatile stock market. As many of you know, I am not a fan of the 401k. The only time I'm a fan of it is if your company matches you, and even then I'm only investing in up to what they match anyway, but most companies are getting rid of the matching plan altogether because of what we're going through with the pandemic. I think it's a terrible investment vehicle. All of the hidden fees that you're paying, you're also only getting a choice, a small number of funds and choices that your company allows you to pick from. And then that money's tied up. You're not able to self-direct that money. You're not able to take that and buy real estate or gold or silver. You're locked in. You're locked into this company plan. So if you want to watch my deeper videos on the 401k, please, you know, you can check all those videos out where we deep dive like why I do not like the 401k and how it was never meant to stand on its own as an investment vehicle. It was only meant to work in tandem with pension plans. And since pension plans have all but gone, the 401k was not meant to exist in that way. Also, the tax deferred money that goes later, you're paying taxes on this down the line when you retire. Well, I don't know about you, but I hope to retire in a higher tax bracket. So that means if I'm deferring me paying taxes, I'm going to be paying more taxes when I retire. Makes no sense. So the answer, Matt, in my opinion, if this were my account, I would absolutely be tapping into this money, paying off that high interest debt, get yourself out of that debt right now if you want to, and if that's eating you up with all of these high interest fees right now, but also making sure that you're putting money aside for your family. You know, we're in uncertain times. And so if you can take some of that money as a down payment on an investment property and start to create $1,200, $1,300 a month in cash flow and passive income, no brainer. That's how I bought my first few rental properties, was using that strategy from my 401k. So hope that answers the question, Matt. All right, we've got another great question here. This one's from Carlo. Let's listen to Carlo.
Hey, Clayton, how's it going? My name is Carlo, and my question is, when starting out new in syndication and having no background or track record, what's your advice on connecting with new investors and getting them to be a part of future deals? Thanks.
Thanks, Carlo. Great question. You know, there are three things that you need to be a real estate investor. You need the deal, the property, right? You need the money, and you need people. You need relationships. So what do you have, Carlo? Do you have money? If you don't have money, then do you have a deal? Do you have a good deal that you found? And if you don't have a deal or the money, then do you have people? And so it sounds to me like you want to connect because you don't have a deal and you don't have the money right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just making an assumption based on your question. So forgive me if I'm wrong in that. I mean, I will say deals are on a commercial side right now are nearly impossible to find. So many commercial investors who I speak with are going the single family and duplex route, which is what we do at our company, because of the sheer upside of that. It's incredibly difficult right now to find large commercial properties that, you know, that are going to return a great return on investment right now. They're trading at really low cap rates, really low ROI right now for large commercial properties. So I just would be very cautious about looking at these commercial properties, making sure that you can get the cash flow from tenants in these properties. And look, what we're seeing in big cities right now is people leaving these big cities, leaving these large commercial properties and going to the suburbs. We're seeing it in Chicago, New York, Miami, Denver. A lot of major cities are seeing an exodus to the suburbs for single family properties. So I just would be cautious on that side. But to come back and answer your question, Carlo, I would absolutely look at local meetup groups. So very simple, go to meetup.com, do a search for local REIA meetups in your neck of the woods, REIA meetings, Real Estate Investment Associations, REIA, and do a search. Now, when I lived in New Jersey, there was like four right near me. And I would go to all of them every month. I would make it a point to go to these meetups. They usually get together at a bar or a pub somewhere, and you pay like a $5 entrance fee or $10, whatever it is, but you're getting your like a first drink or whatever for free. There, they might usually have a speaker, someone who's going to get up and give a speech. They usually have a few vendors that show up also. You might find some bankers that are there. You might find some local hard money lenders who set up a table and they pay like $100 to do their table that night. It's exposure for them. And it's a great opportunity to meet people. And honestly, those rooms, you're going to find people who are looking for syndication partners. You're going to find wholesalers. You're going to find contractors. You're going to find lenders. And it's a great way to connect with fellow like-minded real estate investors. That's what I used to do. But please, please, please do not be a fly on the wall. Now, Carlo, I can tell because you left me a voicemail message. You have ambition. Okay. And you are not the type that's going to go to a meetup like that and stand in the back with your arms crossed and not want to talk to anybody. Because then it's, why did you even go out that night? It's a total waste, right? You should want to go to that event, bring a stack of business cards, bring a pen. When you meet people, on the back of that business card, write down what that person does or did. Oh, I met John tonight. He's a lender. I met this guy. He's looking for syndication partners. Take those business cards home with you. And then send that person an email and offer to take that person out for coffee and start developing those relationships. That's how it gets done. That's how movers become shakers. And that's how you can start to build really great relationships in real estate investing. So hope that helps, Carlo. Great question. Here's another question. This one is from Chris.
Good afternoon, Clayton. Calling from Western North Carolina. About a year ago, we purchased a small cottage after a cash out refinance here in the mountains of Western North Carolina of our primary residence. And we purchased a cottage for $139,000 cash. At this point, we're ready to buy our second investment property. And just want to get your advice on whether we cash out refinance the cottage or do we save and tap into some other form of cash that we have to put a down payment down. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much, Chris. You know, in my opinion, again, I believe that you cannot eat equity. So if you're sitting on equity in a property, you absolutely have the power to unlock that equity. Money is so cheap right now from the banks, and interest rates are so cheap that you could tap into that equity that you're sitting on and pull that money out and buy a second or third investment property. For instance, just thinking, right? Like at our company at Morris Invest, our like a minimum down payment on one of our properties is going to be about $35,000, $40,000. So imagine you've got $140,000 worth of equity. You could literally buy like three brand new construction rental properties that are already cash flowing, because then we have financing built into the rest of it, right? I don't care where you do it. If you did it in North Carolina or other places, but you're sitting on that equity, you could use those as multiple down payments on multiple properties, and you're able then to close with a cash flowing rental property with a tenant already in place on the equity that you already have. Again, you can't eat that equity. So it's just sitting there doing nothing for you. It's almost the same question as what we had with Matt at the beginning of the show about that 401k plan. He's just sitting on that money, which is doing nothing for him right now. But what if he could convert that into cash flow, into streams of income? So my advice would be to tap into that. You know, home equity lines of credit are incredibly cheap right now. Interest rates across the board are incredibly cheap. So shop around, find a good one, and start to leverage, 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 leverage. Remember, we are a debt society, okay? Just look at what the Federal Reserve is doing, propping up businesses with debt and leverage. Even Fed Chief Jerome Powell saying, you know what? Let's not even worry about the debt because money is so cheap and our borrowing capacity is high. This is how we get through this pandemic. Borrow, 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 cheap, cheap money. That's my advice. If it were my situation and I was sitting on that much equity in a property, boom, I'd be pulling out that cash in order to buy more rental properties. So thank you so much, Chris, for that question. Thank you to Carlo and Matt also for your questions. And if you would like to ask a real estate related question to help you on your journey, very simple. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. There's a landing page. You can click, leave a voicemail. Please keep your questions under 30 seconds so that we can answer those questions concisely right here on the show. And thank you so much for smashing that like button and subscribing to our podcast. We really appreciate it. So now go out there, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.